Jess in with you this morning, and for the first time for 2020, we're catching up with Upper Hunter Shire Council. Mayor Maurice Collison joins me in the studio. Maurice, how are you doing this morning?
Great to be here, Jess, and I wish you and your family and all the listeners a happy 2021.
Yes.
And let's hope it's a lot better than 2020. And let's move on with life and be careful and do the best we can.
Exactly. That's all we can do at the end of the day. Now, we're starting with something not so great to kick off 2021. The Office of Local Government is going to be undertaking an investigation into the MR358 road, of course, the Merriwater Willow Tree Road that was essentially stuffed up.
Yes, that's correct, Jess. I got an email prior to Christmas to say that this was going to happen. And to be honest with you, I hope it's done a very comprehensively identify what went wrong and prevent this from ever happening again. And I get no problem with it and looking forward to chatting with the Office of Local Government in the next week and finding out where to from here and what went wrong. And it's going to be still a very frustrating business for the people out there. This road is getting inspected every day. And the more that road moves and cracks, of course, we may be put in the situation to close it sooner than later. But we'll keep everyone informed on that. And hopefully when this investigation's done, we can just move on without any holdups to the plan to get the road opened and fixed.
Yep. Our council has apologised for what has happened on this road, and you are moving forward to try and rectify it.
Yeah, Jess. I mean, apology's not worth much to a lot of people when it's probably out of my hands now. But we have certainly apologised. We can certainly see the frustration. And I just hope that we can move on in 2021 and start rectifying the problem.
Yep. And just a general update on the road as well. I noticed someone on Facebook asked, you know, whether or not they would be okay to drive on the Merriwater Willow Tree Road today. What exactly is the situation for anyone who may not be aware?
Well, far as I'm concerned, yes, the light vehicles certainly can go through under traffic control, lights, etc. It's just the bigger trucks, the longer articulated trucks and heavier trucks over 5 ton cannot use that road. And I just ask those that do use it in their smaller cars, just take care. Don't be in a rush and bear with us.
Exactly. Now, this Thursday, there is an extraordinary council meeting. A couple of topics on the agenda. The MR358 investigation will be on it.
Yes, that's one part that Office of Local Government requested that we put it to our next council meeting. The next council meeting wasn't going to be till February, but we called this extraordinary one to deal with a couple of other things. So that will certainly come to the meeting on this Thursday.
Yep.
And the other one is a topic for the DA for the changes in design work of the Warbird Attraction Centre. There's a few minor designs changed, which then has got to be another DA done. So that'll also come up on Thursday night. So hopefully it won't take long and we'll move on with business.
Fantastic. And finishing on a really cool story this morning, there are a couple of warbirds on their way to Scone Airport on the back of trucks.
Very, very exciting, Jess. The Mirage will be leaving Bankstown, donated by the Hunter Firefighters Collection. That's coming up during the next couple of weeks under a police escort. That will be a full plane on the back of a truck.
That's
coming
cool.
up to get some work done in Scone, ready to go in the aviation centre by the end of the year. And there's also a Mackie coming down from Queensland, I believe. It's going to want a little bit more loving, tender care. It'll come down in pieces.
Yep.
But if that doesn't fill the streets, Jess, with the Upper Hunter, when that actual firefighter comes through the Upper Hunter Shires, I don't know what will.
That is going to be very, very cool to see.
It will be very, very good, and looking forward to it to come and move in so everyone can have a look at it in this year.
And, of course, these two warbirds are going to be just display only. They won't actually be flying.
No, these two will only be on display.
Yep.
And the other 12 or 14, they will be actually flying.
Yep.
You know, the Mustang, the Harvard, the Spitfire, the all Tiger Moths, they'll all actually be flying aeroplanes. And Jess, I can't wait for this project to be finished. We're well on the way now.
Yep.
And looking forward to the opening.
That's awesome. Well, Maurice, Happy New Year, and thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Jess.